Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thank you for all you do. Big Bad. First Responder Fridays, 105.7 The Fan.
You know, you make me feel so good inside. I always wanted a girl just like you.
Friday now.
Such a pure thing.
9:02 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris on medical leave. I just realized something, just as I said that. All of us in three different states.
Yeah.
Ed's in Florida. I'm in Ohio.
You're in Kentucky.
Go ahead. I landed in Kentucky. Yeah. But the bus took me to Ohio.
Hey, by the way, one other—I know we're going to talk Ravens, but Braves Dodgers start tonight too.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Eric DaCosta appeared on Mad Dog Sports Radio and talked about last year's loss to the Chiefs.
We played a bad game. You know, we didn't play our best football. That hurts. It sucks. I was proud of the fact that we had our first ever AFC Championship game in Baltimore. Moving forward, I think, you know, it's a scar. It's a scar for us. It's a memory. It's a lesson. It's something that we have to overcome. I think we're prepared to do that. I think this team is built with a bunch of resilient guys who love the game, who play very, very hard, who love each other, who want to win. And we are trying our best to put the pieces on the field to allow us to do that. I love our coaching staff. I love our team. I'm encouraged by our draft class that we just had. We've got a lot of young talent. We think we have a lot of guys that can emerge. And our first goal is to win our first game. Our next goal is to win our division. And then we move on from there, make the playoffs, and do the best we can. One step at a time. I do think this team is battle-hardened and tough. And we've got Lamar Jackson, the two-time MVP, one of the very best players in the league. And we've got a bunch of other guys who are some of the very best players in the league as well. So I think we'll be ready this fall.
Jeremy, he seems optimistic. It's a scar, but they're prepared to move past it. Do you share his optimism?
I mean, of course, you have to. I mean, I think you could be a realist about things and say, hey, you lost a lot of pieces. They've replaced some of those. It's part of the game here with how well you draft that you're going to lose players. So, but yeah, man, him talking about a scar, because I agree with him. I thought, you know, statistically looking at this team, that everything was set up for them to go win a Super Bowl. And, you know, including no matter who you played on the other side, you beat the crap out of them early this year. So you had an opportunity there, no matter how close the game could have been in the Super Bowl. But, and you know what kills you is that you feel like most of it's self-inflicted, right?
It was.
I don't think the Chiefs did anything outrageous to beat the Ravens. I think the Ravens beat themselves.
Points. They scored 17 points, man.
Yeah.
They scored 17 points on the road in the AFC Championship game. In this era, you're supposed to lose. You're supposed to lose, maybe even lose by double digits, to be honest with you.
And the Ravens had three turnovers in that game, two of which led to points.
Yeah.
So that's at least 10 of those points, you know? Like,
just,
You said self-inflicted. And first of all, am I optimistic? Yes, I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic because Eric DaCosta is the general manager. Self-inflicted, yes. Yes. I'm more optimistic because he's the general manager than I am in my head coach. I'm being honest with you. This is not me throwing shades. You said be a realist? Mm-hmm. Well, let me be a realist. I have more confidence that Eric DaCosta would do what he needs to do to get this team back in that situation. Tell me how much confidence you have that once they're back in that situation that we won't do something dumb again. Because that's what we're prone to do. We've done it more than almost any other team in the last 5 years. We've been home before, home field advantage, and shot ourselves in the foot with stupid stuff. We've done it before. Different offensive coordinator, too.
Yeah.
So at what point do we say, you know what? He's got to be held accountable. And then the excuse that he gave to Rich Eisen was just absolutely ridiculous. Are you kidding me? Joe, do you have that sound for us? I know I'm putting you on the spot, but I don't have the intercom here.
You mean to put him on the spot? Joe, do you have that sound for us?
But, sir, I mean, I'm confident because I have a general manager that I know is going to do whatever it takes to put the team on the field to win. Now, once that team gets on the field, at that point, it's 50-50. I don't know if we're always going to do what it takes to win. Not on the field.
Yeah. And Joe, you have that clip? He's got it, Rob.
Right. I mean, it's a great conversation. It's definitely wasn't the goal, you know. And I think what the Chiefs basically decided to do, Steve Spagnuolo, the great defensive coordinator, basically said, you know, we're going to make you beat us in a certain way. And it was going to be by beating press coverage with a loaded box. And how are you going to do that? And we needed to make plays against that, really in the passing game, to be honest with you, in order to do that. Or we had to pack the whole formation in and just play, an old school 3 yards in a cloud of dust game, which we've done before. But that really wasn't our game plan going in. That's not the way we tried to do it. So how I look at it is, and how Lamar looks at it, and he and I have had this conversation, is that we've got to build ourselves up in ways that we can handle that in the future and deal with that when it comes up and basically make people pay for playing us in that kind of defense. So, you know, we weren't able to do it in that game the way we wanted to do it, and we're going to have to figure out a way to do it pretty soon here, because we're going to play those guys and Pittsburgh and other teams that play us like that real soon again.
Said the only way to beat it, and he named several things, Jeremy. He said, except 3 yards in the cloud of dust, which we've done before. But that wasn't our plan. Dropping back the pass 40 times allegedly wasn't your plan either. So instead of doing something that you've done before, you choose to do something that you don't do.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, and for those of you who weren't listening, running game's not going to work. There's stuff in the box. Gus Edwards had 3 carries for 20 yards, 6.7 yards per carry. He had a catch for 16 yards. Gus Edwards never had a chance to fail. And the man was averaging 6.5 yards plus a carry. Give him the ball more.
And, Rob, I retweeted what Sarah Ellison had. Same thing on the AFC Championship game. It was something from Seth Walter where it said, when the Chiefs had 6 or fewer defenders in the box, the Ravens ran 33 dropbacks, including 3 scrambles, 1 quarterback design run, 1 running back carry. So what he just told you wasn't honest.
Give me those numbers again.
33 dropbacks, including 3 scrambles, 1 quarterback design run, 1 running back carry against 6 or fewer defenders in the box.
See, and that's the thing. He's one of those guys that talks smart, says things real intellectually, and talks that football jargon to where most people who are not going to research it like you just did is going to believe that nonsense.
And that's what it is. I mean,
it's like nonsense. But when you really look into it and uncover it, you realize it's that. It's not you. You're lying to us. It's one or two. Either you are lying to us, or you have no clue what was going on anyway. Which one is it?
Yeah. And Rob, do you think too? Like, this has happened twice now. 2019, 2023. Is there somebody that goes and says, "Hey, man, what the hell happened? What happened?"
That's my question.
Yeah.
And Jeremy, that's why I said, my optimism is Eric DaCosta is going to go and get the ingredients. Mm-hmm. I know that for a fact. I go into every draft. We play the little who you want in the draft game. We play that game. But at the end of the day, hey, whatever that guy says, I'm cool with.
Yep.
That's it's been since Ozzie. It happens all the time. But once you get the ingredients, tell me your optimism is you have the equal amount of optimism then. Because I don't.
Because you're giving them the Chef Harbaugh at that point. To cook it up. I just don't I don't know when we get to these points. Like, he seems to be a guy that likes to be hands-off with the offense. So, you know, Greg Roman got a ton of blame in 2019. Does Monken get blame in this? Is it Harbaugh? But until we get straight answers, and I love that he says to tell you the truth, but you didn't. You didn't
organizational, though, because he didn't tell Lamar to throw into triple coverage.
Well, that's fine, too, but that's part of the job, though, is to know that you don't do
that. I understand. I'm getting that, but I'm saying, like, I think what it boils down to more is that he deserves a lot of the blame for not stepping in and saying, yeah, we should probably run the ball more, but there's just, it was, for the second time, everybody crapped the bed.
Yep.
Except one side of the ball. Like, Lamar still had 400 yards of total offense, and we still outgained them by an entire yards per play. We had 5.9. They had 4.4. So it makes it even more frustrating because it's like everybody did something wrong at the same time.
And it happens like that all the time, which, you know, well, that's a topic for another day. 410-583-1057 is the number. O's Reds preview at 9:30, but on the other side, Jeremy Kahn is the Daily Line.
Yeah, we'll get into it. Yesterday, Rob likes to talk about me kissing my sister. I went 2-2-1. Tell you my favorite play today. There's some really good basketball plays, and I have two NHL plays, but I'm going to tell you where I think the most runs are going to be scored today. That's coming up next here on The Fan.
The Big Bad Daily Line.
Sponsored by the Green Turtle Bet Parks Sportsbooks. This postseason, bet in person at the Green Turtle Bet Parks Sportsbooks. With locations in Canton and Towson, and enjoy the best-in-class sports wagering experience at their state-of-the-art facilities. Bringing an unmatched sports betting thrill.
105.7, The Fan.
As he hits one high, he hits one deep. At the track is Brennan, and this ball's gone! He's done it! John Singleton, second home run of the series, gives the Astros a lead here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. It's 3-2. A towering shot.
Yeah, so that's courtesy of AT&T Sports. You look at, right? Did I say that right? Sportsnet, excuse me. As the Astros came back and beat the Guardians, I don't know who it was in center field, if it was Ahmad Rosario or Stephen Kwan, someone else dropped a fly ball that really opened the floodgates up and allowed the Astros to come back and handle business. So that was one of the wins. Go ahead.
Was Stephen Kwan on first base as well early in the game?
I think he was because he scored early.
He and his brother, did they let a ball get between them?
His brother?
I mean, I'm not thinking about Kwan. Think about Nailers. I'm sorry. That was the Nailers.
Yeah, the Nailers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, look, that was one of the wins yesterday. Had the Orioles over.
But they let the ball drop. They just looked at one another.
Yeah, well, they also had
Joe and I were of the opinion that they should have that brother thing going on where, you know, communication without words.
Yeah, you think, well, I mean, isn't that usually twins? Because I don't communicate.
All that fact's getting away with my point.
All right, man.
Relax, man.
Yeah. Look at Rob. He's all chippery.
Not Rob, you.
He's telling you to relax.
Me what?
You just called us out. We had a great thought there. Rob and I are on the same page.
Oh, man. Take your ass to Cincinnati.
No one said no one ever. I don't want to go there.
All right, so let's look at today. As yesterday, as I said, I went 2-2-1. It's nothing, you know, you're splitting. So it was a light day, and we didn't have a ton. But it's kind of interesting because I'm into the NHL tonight. I'm into the NBA, and I got plenty of baseball plays for you. So let me start it off with this. I'll go to the NHL. I like Dallas to win tonight. Against Vegas, and that would end the series, and Dallas would move on. They'd have to do it on the road. They are -110. And I like Nashville to extend the series, tie it up to make it a game 7 against Vancouver. So I'm going to take Dallas and Nashville tonight in the NHL. In the NBA, I love the Mavericks. I think they send the Clippers packing. Kawhi's done for the series. I just question the heart of this team to go on the road to try to send it back to L.A. to knock them off. I just don't see it happening. Yep. I think the Mavs win tonight. I like them to cover. Ironically, I like the Cavs, too. They're getting 3.5. The games haven't been close in Orlando. Orlando's beaten them twice there. I just think the Cavs step up. I think they are the better team. I like what Orlando's doing. Orlando's not quite OKC, but this isn't their year. But in a couple years, if they're able to grab another star to put with Franz Wagner and nobody's talking about it, but Paolo Banchero's had an excellent playoffs, but nobody cares because it's the Magic and Cavs. But I'll take the Cavaliers +3.5. As far as what I'm going to be looking
at. I like that.
Paolo Banchero's numbers have been off the charts ridiculously good, but he's the sole guy that you're really going to go to on that team to go get a bucket. Mm-hmm. And a former number one overall player that's really, really good that we haven't talked a lot about. Now, let's get to baseball.
I love him.
Yeah, I think he's special. I like Milwaukee and Chicago. That's the Cubs to go under 7.5. But I think there's some really good over spots, and I also like a couple of sides tonight. And Rob, you and I will talk about a series coming up. I like Tampa Bay -140 against the Mets. I think that's a situation where, you know, Tampa hasn't been playing great baseball. The Mets didn't early. They started to get better. I like this side much better for the Tampa Bay Rays to knock them off -140. They have the better pitcher going, so I'm going to roll with them. I like the Twins, who have been on fire, if you haven't been paying attention, -120 against the Red Sox. I like the Dodgers a lot tonight as they play the Braves. And, Rob, this is kind of a cool series because now you get to watch, hopefully if the rain holds off, you get to watch the Orioles early. And if you wanted to, you can go back and watch some NBA or maybe watch the Dodgers and Braves play, because I think that's going to be a really fun series of two teams. You and I talked about who's going to go to the World Series. I got the Dodgers and you got the Braves. So it should be fun. The pitching matchup, Gavin Stone and Charlie Morton. I think both these guys get lit up tonight.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. And then you get the Mariners and Astros tonight. I don't have a play in that game. Pitching matchups, Kirby versus Blanco. Kirby's obviously the better pitcher out of those two, but you're going to pay a price on the road for them. But my favorite play tonight, and I've talked about this before, if we're going to get rain in Cincinnati and it's going to be warm, the humidity picks up and the ball carries at the Great American Small Park. I love runs here today. I think the Orioles can get to Hunter Green, who can be a little wild. And, Rob, we've seen it all year long. They've been fairly patient at the plate. He's a guy that does throw extremely hard. Sometimes he doesn't know where it's going. If he's on, it's going to be a long day for the O's. I just don't see that. And Swervin' Cole Irvin, who hasn't given up a run in a while, yeah, I'm not sure about that today. Lots of right-handed power bats for this Cincinnati Reds team. I love this game to go over 9. It's my favorite overplay, and I'm also on Toronto and Washington to go over 9. It's another game that I think we could see a bunch of runs between those two teams. And just to recap who started, that's a 6:45 game. Yusei Kikuchi and Patrick Corbin. Patrick Corbin just stinks out loud. So I like the Blue Jays and the Nats to go over 9. And by the way, when we talk about the Nats, I've said it numerous times, they steal more bases than any other team in baseball. And even though it's a lefty on the mound, I think they're running all day all over Yusei Kikuchi. So my favorite play being that Orioles over. And I really do, you know, as I said, those hockey plays, I like that Toronto Washington over quite a bit as well. So there you go.
There you go. So you just question the hearts of the Clippers.
Yeah, man, I don't see it. They went home and got their asses kicked, and it was a chance to go up 3-2 and try to put all the pressure back on Dallas. Look, the guy that's been king of.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cancun on 3 has been James Harden, and I think we get that tonight. So if he steps up and plays his ass off, I'll apologize on Monday. I just don't see it, man.
Do they play again? If they play tonight, do they play again before Monday?
No, because if the Mavs, well, you're talking about if the Clippers win?
Yeah.
Are they Sunday or Monday? Hold on. I'm looking it up,
Rob.
It
might be Sunday.
It might be because it's a better, that would be a better game, but they don't. Magic or Mavericks Clippers would be, they don't have the time listed, but it would be on Sunday, okay. Game 7, if the Clippers
can win. So
that means
you may not have to apologize. They may lose then.
Yeah, but I mean, we also, same thing with Magic and Cavs. If the Magic are able to win today, we'll have 2 Game 7s on Sunday. Same thing, you know, Clippers, Magic. If you want a Game 7, that's who you're rooting for tonight.
There you go. Jerry Kahn, thank you very much.
Yep.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. It was good yesterday seeing Kyle Bradish back. Jeremy, did he resemble last year's Kyle Bradish to you?
Yeah.
Other than not going a lot of innings?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. And again, I wonder how much further in the game he would have went had we not had the catcher's interference on out number three. And it was like rewatching that. I wonder how much he hit the glove. So it was clearly catcher's interference.
Right.
But I'm wondering how much he hit it. It looked like the string had popped up and he maybe caught that and a little part of the glove, I guess. But
that's not McCann's first one this year, I don't think.
There are some guys that tend to reach for that ball trying to get calls, you know. So,
but even still, he only threw 84 pitches.
Yeah.
I just think he was on the strict pitch count.
And that's fine. I mean, just let him – there's no reason to not work him in a little slower. And the same thing, we'll have to see what happens with John Means tomorrow. But that is a really good pitching matchup. Andrew Abbott's one of their prospects. I do think he's been a little lucky this year, but he's got some decent numbers and is capable of striking people out.
Well, we'll have more on that series up next right here on The Fan.
It's before 10 a.m. You're not drinking alone. You're drinking with us. The Big Bad Morning Show. 105.7 The Fan.
WKRP in Cincinnati. Well, I'm not there. I'm at WLW. I should love this show.
Was it the frozen turkeys that they dropped?
Yeah, that's it. That's a bad idea. I love Venus Flytrap. It was a great show, man. I love that show.
That one was I watched some of it. It was a little bit before my time. But
definitely,
like,
because it was semi before my time, ahead of my time.
Yeah, but like there with all the, what did they have, like Nick at Night on Nickelodeon? And
hey, man, that was where I watched Brady Bunch.
Yeah, I watched.
Really?
Yeah, I was like 5 or 6 when I started watching Nick at Night and it had Brady Bunch on.
Yeah, I watched.
Did you like the Brady Bunch?
I love the Brady Bunch.
You'd have been surprised. My favorite shows when I was a kid watching Nick at Night were My Three Sons.
I love that show.
And the Donna Reed Show. I watch them all the time.
That's a pull. Jeremy, you seem more of like a news radio kind of guy.
I love news radio. Yeah.
This WKRP in Cincinnati, it was definitely ahead of your time, Jeremy. You were born in 1979.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 78.
Came out
in
78.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was only on for 4 seasons. It seemed like so much longer. It was only on for 4 seasons. It came on when I was 7 and went off in 1982.
Well, up your nose with a rubber hose.
That's a different show.
Oh, sorry.
Let's welcome back.
Come on. Just got it.
Come on. Even the young male over here knows that one.
I knew that. I was just throwing it out there to be funny.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I didn't know it.
I know you didn't know. Tonight at 6:10, the Baltimore Orioles take on the Cincinnati Reds here at the Great American Ballpark, or as Jeremy likes to refer to it as?
The Great American Small Park.
Cole Irvin on the mound. Cole Irvin has been on a heater. He goes up against Hunter Green. And Hunter Green a shade of green? Hunter Green?
Hunter?
Isn't that a shade of green?
What, Hunter Green?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
I think it is. Anyway,
okay.
They duel tonight. It is. He said it is. Hunter is a flamethrower, man. I mean, this guy can rear back and let it go.
Yeah.
He has 42 strikeouts in 34 and two-thirds innings.
Well, so this guy's hit, whether you want to believe the radar guns or not, some of the fastest times you've seen on a radar gun outside of Aroldis Chapman. They were talking about him hitting 104 consistently, 106. Like Mason Miller for the A's, they were talking about how he's averaging like 101.8 or something ridiculous. It's absurd, but he does lose the strike zone from time to time. Big time power arm, could end up with double digit strikeouts in any game as long as he goes deep, but he does give up the long ball.
Yeah, he does. And the Orioles hit the long ball better than anybody in baseball right now. I saw a stat on MLB TV, MLB Network, because they really gave it to the New York Yankees for losing 3 out of 4 in the series. They gave it to them.
Yeah.
They said the Baltimore Orioles lead the league in home runs. The New York Yankees lead the league in grounded into double plays.
Yeah.
I mean, they are a great team. They're a great, great baseball team, and they're going to be around for a while. But, you know, I just couldn't take that time resist that time to throw some shade at them. What do you think about this Reds team right now? What are they, 16-15 on a year, 9-7 at home? What do you think about this team?
I mean, look, there's a lot of talent there, but a lot of their, you know, superstar players are everyday players and not in pitching. Hunter Green, they got him to a really nice deal early. If you haven't watched Ellie De La Cruz play, the same way I would tell somebody else if they haven't watched Gunnar Henderson play. It's appointment setting.
Yeah.
So fast when he gets on the base. I mean, he's a threat to steal multiple bases if he gets on first. And then there's other players too, like Encarnacion Strand is a really good hitter. I like Jake Fraley. So if you have a right, he's a lefty. So if you have righties up, I mean, he crushes them. They've got some young talent there too, with like Spencer Steer and a handful of other guys. So I think there's some similarities, but Andrew Abbott, Hunter Green, two of their young pitchers, a little wanting elsewhere with the rest of that staff, in my opinion.
Will Benson is an interesting study as well. He's 25 years old. He's only batting .206 right now with four home runs, OPS of 700. But this kid, he's young and he's got some potential, Jeremy. It's just a matter of him putting it together. Last year, he played in 108 games, batted .275, OPS of 863, 11 home runs, 31 RBI, and he had 19 steals and 22 steal chances. I think he's a ball player.
Yeah,
they got him from Cleveland.
They like him a lot. They think he's got some pop, and I think he's got some size on him too, doesn't he? Isn't he like a bigger guy? I'm trying to look up his. Yeah, he's 6'5", 230. And I mean, he steals bases.
Center fielder on top of that.
Yeah, like that's what I mean. Like when I first started like looking at him, I'm like, God, he's a lot bigger than I thought he was going to be. But runs well, plays well. And I think he's a guy that they really like. And with him being left-handed, I don't think you'll see him bat leadoff tonight, usually at the bottom of the lineup if he's in. But against righties, they've been batting him leadoff quite a bit.
Now, we know this team tried to trade Jonathan India a couple of times, and it just didn't work out. But at the same time, it seems like they don't really have anyone to replace him.
Well, they do, but McLean's hurt. He's one of their top prospects.
Okay.
And, you know, they're at short, and you can move these guys anywhere you want, let's be honest.
Yeah, they built a lot like us.
Yeah. And so they've got, was it Matt McLean? Who's the other kid they have? They have there's another kid that's injured on their team that's supposed to be really, really good. But all that being said, there's a ton of talent here. So if Cole Irvin doesn't come out and if he's not hitting the strike zone, they're going to light his ass up if he's if he falls behind. So it's not a team that I'd want to mess with. From a betting standpoint, everything's telling me to take the Reds, and it's also telling me to take the over. I like the over a little bit more, and I talk about this all the time. Atlanta, Baltimore, Cincinnati, I love those three stadiums after it rains. I just feel like the ball carries so much more when it heats up and we get a rainstorm. So I think that's the humidity. I'm not a weatherman, but I look at a lot of this stuff, and I think it'll help the ball carry.
I don't know if you brought him up. His name, he's a little older, but Jake Fraley out of Frederick, Maryland.
Yeah, I just talked about him.
Okay, yeah, they use him sometimes as well. Pretty decent ball player. Not an everyday type of guy, but they use him in situations. Now, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'd love to see him be an everyday guy and get more opportunities against left-handed pitching. But Fraley's a guy that, again, a ton of pop in his bat. And when he gets put in there, it seems like he produces. So I don't know if we'll see him tonight. But
just the lefty. Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see him at some point this weekend.
Now, there's another situation that's going on this weekend, and that's the Tom Brady roast. That's this weekend, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, Bill Belichick is going to roast him.
Yeah, so they have, like, you can bet on this stuff now, too, which is insane. First off, do you think this is going to be good or no? Because they did bring in Jeff Ross is going to be incredible and have the best jokes about Tom Brady. They also have, you can bet on, will there be a surprise roaster like Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, Jason Kelsey, Steph Curry. There's a bunch of weird ones in here. The first X to get mentioned. By the way, Tom Brady's got a nice little track record there. You know, we always talk about Derek Jeter and some of these guys, John Mayer. Let me run through some of these. Giselle Bundchen, Arena Shake, Tara Reid, Bridget Moynihan, Layla Roberts, Megan Vasquez.
Got a kid with Bridget Moynihan.
Yeah, and Jessica Simpson. I didn't realize that he'd gotten one by her. So congrats on that, Tom. Kevin Hart. Like, do you like Kevin Hart?
Is he on the list, the X's?
Who? No, he's not one of the X's. Kevin Hart is hosting.
Can you imagine?
He mentioned all these names. I thought, yeah, Kevin Hart's hosting now. Do I think it's going to be good? I got to answer that question with a little asterisk, okay? Is it going to be good? Yes, if you like roasts. But I'm tired of Kevin Hart. I respect him. I love him. Kevin Hart knows how to make some money, and I respect that about him. But I'm tired of him. And I have no interest in hearing anybody roast Tom Brady. So yeah. Do I think it's going to be good? If that's your thing, I think you're going to love it. But I have Netflix. I probably won't watch a second of it.
I will because I love roasts. Yeah. And you know, going back to when Comedy Central did it. But I like roasts when they have real comedians go up there and they don't care what the person thinks. Like, go watch the roast of Alec Baldwin or Justin Bieber or Donald Trump, any of these guys. When they have
these are his friends, though.
Yeah. A lot of them are friends, and I think they're going to take it easy. But as I said, Jeff Ross will be there, and I'm sure he's going to take him to task and just destroy him. But I'm interested to see what Tom Brady says, too, because he's got to write some material or have somebody write it for him.
Yeah.
Because you get at the very end of a roast, you go back and you attack everyone else.
Break the tie. Break the tie. Joe, are you watching this?
No.
Exactly.
I'm not live, but like, if I end up seeing clips and it's pretty good, I'll probably go back and watch it.
The best stuff won't be on social media.
Yeah, so if you're going to see like a super cut of the best 5 minutes, that's all you really need.
But maybe I asked the question wrong, because I probably eventually will see some of it as well.
You're just not watching.
Joe, are you interested in this?
No, I don't. Okay. If I hated Tom Brady as much as I did 10 years ago, I'd be a lot more interested. Now I don't really mind him.
See, I think that's what I should have said. I'm not interested in this.
I was very surprised when they said they were going to do this, but okay.
What if it turns into like Michael Scott and he doesn't realize that they're going to make fun of him?
Boom, he doesn't know. He has no idea now. Yeah. That
they said who a bunch doesn't of know what a roast things? Is? Who doesn't know what a roast
is? Throwing a party
is?
For me.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. By the way, you can bet on the color of shirt Tom Brady's going to wear.
That's ridiculous,
which
man.
One of his kids is mentioned first. God, degenerates. We love all this dirty.
And you're going to bet on all of it.
I'm not, unless I get
a bet. Picking his. I'm going to say his daughter gets mentioned first because he was drunk and threw the Super Bowl trophy and she was there.
I think Giselle gets mentioned first as far as the exes are concerned.
That's too soon, man. I don't know if I would. I'd
wait until Jeff Ross gets a hold of
Yeah, man. Jeff Ross is a legitimate roast master. I think that's a bad idea. If I'm Tom Brady, I'm most afraid of what Jeff Ross has to say.
I hope Peyton Manning shows up, because I think that would be a good one as well to have in there.
Him or Eli.
Can you imagine the jokes that he could make off of Giselle?
Oh, my God.
That's too easy. I mean, the whole night could be off of that alone.
Yeah. I mean, you could sit here and talk about, the pool boy or whoever she started dating after that. What was he? He was a workout guy, wasn't he? Jiu-jitsu or something?
It was her personal trainer, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I bet. Whew. He's just stretching her.
I was waiting for that.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan. Mic check, 1, 2.
Thank you. Far too kind.
The only morning show in Baltimore that deserves a big bang. Encore.
Can I get an encore? Do you want more?
On 105.7 The Fan.
For one last time, I need y'all to roar.
Thanks, Jake.
Joe, I'm over here. I keep picking up this mouse. Looking to hang the phone up, not realizing I don't have.
I can hear you picking something. Yeah, I can hear it. What is that sound?
I keep picking this mouse up. I'm like, why is the mouse moving on the computer? I'm trying to. No, it's. Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
Just get it together, man.
I'm a creature of habit, Jeremy. I'm a creature of habit.
Hold on, you're so many different things all at once. You're a tropical weather people.
I am.
You're a creature of habit now.
I am.
You have a foot fetish.
He's called himself a Renaissance man before.
He has called himself a Renaissance man before.
Jeremy, you've known me for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have described me as complicated?
Fair enough.
That's all another right. thing. Add all that right. to the list. Yeah. What level, which number do we put that on the list? Is that number one?
What?
Complicated?
Yeah.
I think you start with that.
Okay.
How's Rob? He's complicated, and then you describe everything else.
Fair enough.
I think because if you start off with complicated, you brace people for the fall.
It's kind of, for me, it's kind of like your first beer. Like, you have it, and you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Why are people drinking this? Nobody drink the beer. The beer has gone bad. And then you drink it a little bit more. He's an acquired taste, I think. Rob.
It's the champagne of people.
Yeah. Just add that in there, too.
And of course, it wouldn't be right unless Chris Robeson did something on Twitter about it.
Yeah, but I don't like that he's taking it out of context, saying that Rob is an acquired taste, because it makes me sound less than. Yeah. Because when it's out of context, then all of a sudden, what's he? Anyway, you know what? Never mind. I'm going to get myself in trouble. It's Friday. Let's go ahead.
Oh, boy. It makes me sound less than. Hey, did you see what Javon Baker out of UCS said?
Mm-hmm. He said he's one of, if there's 10 receivers in the league better than him, he's got to see it, because he doesn't believe it.
You like that kind of talk from him?
It's confidence. But now you got to back it up. Like, he's got it. So I feel like he's setting a precedent for himself where he's got to come out and play well right away. And,
yep.
And for rookies, sometimes it takes a while.
And then all the heat is on him. Now, I'm not saying don't do it.
Yeah.
But I'm, at the same time, I'm like, eh.
Like Benedict Mathurin for the Pacers came in the league and said he thinks he's one of the best players and he wants to go at LeBron. He doesn't care who you put in front of him. And there's some confidence in that, but when he came in the league, he was kind of showing it. Like he played well. So we're going to need to see this kid play well.
Yeah. Now, Michael Jordan, you know, he's a NASCAR owner. He had his first in-person win, last week, I believe? A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
He said if NASCAR doesn't change its current business model, that the sport will die. Presently, NASCAR and his team teams have been in a standoff on renewing the sports charter system, a franchise-style model that was introduced in 2016 to provide team owners a tangible asset and ensure all 36 charter teams a guaranteed spot in each cup race. You think he's got a point? Should people listen to Michael Jordan when that comes to the business of sports?
I mean, I don't know anything about auto racing, but like I'm sure... Well, Michael was a failed front office guy, too, for the Hornets, right? Or Bobcats back then, too. I guess I don't know anything about auto racing and the direction it's going in. It's something that I just don't understand. People, you know, Rob, you got to go. You got to go experience it. And I'm sure, like, people...
Yeah, I've been to several.
People, like, popping their tops. Yeah, that's exciting, right? That's fun. But, like, after they're going in circle for however
turn left.
Long?
Yeah.
I don't
Rob,
know.
You
just,
worked one, didn't you?
I worked several.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't go as a spectator, though.
I've been as a spectator twice.
Oh, okay.
Is
thought you were
fun, Rob?
I worked several.
Did you enjoy it?
As a spectator, no. Okay. I worked it as a police officer in Darlington several times, and I was I was undercover in the infield, and that was fun.
Okay,
that was a lot of fun. And with the new kickoff rule, it looks like Jaylen Warren was on Cam Haywood's podcast. And he talked about them possibly having a new role for Justin Fields. That's possibly being a returner. If they turn this kid into a returner, then I'm completely upset with them. He's a quarterback.
No, that's
he's a
not happening.
Stop playing with the guy's career.
I saw they didn't pick up his fifth-year option, which I thought was pretty interesting. So.
Yeah, he's a quarterback. Hmm. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today.
What we learned, sponsored by
LifeBridge Health. Care bravely. For more information, visit lifebridgehealth.org.
All right, this is not today, it's for tomorrow. Tomorrow is National Play Outside Day, kids. That's what we used to do. We used to actually go outside and play all day. Try it on tomorrow, all right? Also, some birthdays in sports today would have been Sugar Ray Robinson's birthday, Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, you must not know who I am. You don't act like it, right?
You don't act like it.
Getting a car accident and some guy's going to fight Sugar Ray Robinson?
Former football coach, offensive mind, Norm Chow. Remember him?
Yeah, USC, Hawaii. He'd been around.
He turned 78 today. My guy, Brooks Koepka. He turns 34 today. That's my guy. And also, here's two birthdays. Figure out who they are. You remember Joseph Addai?
Yeah.
You know Tyronn Lue?
Yeah.
Who's older?
Tyronn Lue.
Joe.
I'm going to go with Lue.
Go with Lue. You're right. Lue is 47. Adai, 41.
Wow.
Both of their birthdays are today. Jeremy Kahn, what you got for us?
Yeah, I went out last night. Someone threw mayo at me, and I said, what the hell, man?
Hellman?
It took me a while. It did. I'll admit, it took me a minute.
You know, when I drink alcohol, everyone calls me an alcoholic. When I drink Fanta, no one calls me fantastic. All right, how about this one?
Go ahead.
Life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer it gets to the end, the faster it seems to go.
I like.
Two Wi-Fi engineers got married. The wedding was just okay, but the reception was amazing. See if you like this one. Instead of water, I put Red Bull in the back of my coffee maker this morning. I was halfway to work when I realized I forgot my car. I guess that's too much.
You're flying. Yeah.
Why can't skeletons play church music? They don't have any organs.
Ooh, okay. That's extra dad-like.
Yeah. And I thought you guys would like this one. Just when you think that food cannot possibly call you on your cell phone, boom, onion rings.
No, Joe, that's so that stupid. Was extra dad-like.
That, yeah, that last one's... one
was extra dad-like.
Yeah, some of the dad jokes were just really, really bad dad jokes. Like, what is a prize old people can win for aging? Well, it says a trophy, but it's atrophy. See?
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. That's it. That's what we got for today.
Special thanks to WLW 700 for hosting me today. Thank you very much here in Cincinnati. Always taking on the Reds this weekend. Jeremy Kahn holding it down along with Joe. Joe making it happen on his end. And to Charlie Weller. For, you know, he sets all this up. Charlie doesn't get his name mentioned a lot, but he is truly the man.
Yeah, and by the way, the same thing you're talking about, and with, like, people were like, hey, is Rob in Cincinnati? I'm like, yeah, I've got three messages today just from people saying it sounds like you're here. So
I know, yeah, I got that several times.
We
got
to do this more often, send you somewhere, and just let me have the studio to myself.
It's been ripping ass in there the entire time, too.
No, I've been doing dirty things to Rob's seat over here.
That's what it is.
I thought you were talking about me ripping ass over here. Because I was. I don't think they're going to have me back next year.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't play the Reds here next year. Vinny and Haney up next. Bob Haney flying solo, folks. Have yourself a safe and wonderful weekend. Go O's.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.